top of his neck instead, coming right through the shoulder from that swinging back. And this is when now he's going to stretch forward and he's going to put weight on the bit. As he puts more and more weight on the bit and rotates the pelvis more and more under, continuing to swing through the back, this is when connection starts. I want to commend you because in watching your videos, I never had a moment where I said, oh, I wish she would stop pulling back. I didn't see that, and that's wonderful. It's our utmost responsibility as we're riding to always feel that every aid we give is in a forward motion. The worst thing we can do is start pulling back and balancing on the horse's mouth. Everything that I just spent 10 minutes telling you is about how to get that horse to stretch through the top line, stretch out to the bit, how to lengthen his body, how to tuck his hiney underneath him. The minute we start to restrict and pull back, we undo all of this. And that's when, again, the horse is going to kick out backward. The horse is going to start having soundness issues. So that is how we're going to get connection. We're going to use biomechanics to help us correctly ride the gait, riding the beats, the rhythm of the gait. And we're going to maintain that good energy that he already naturally has. And we're just going to not get in the way of all of that. We're going to help him to balance. We're going to help him to stretch and help him to come into the bridle. In watching your video, I think you'll notice that in the canter, he was a lot more naturally round. I use this again as an example of the swing of the back. His canter, he's not able to just move his legs. He has to move his back a lot more. He isn't as successful at bracing as he was at the trot. So because there was more of a swing through the back, he was more naturally able to put himself out to the bridle and get connection. So there were many moments where he was, quote, on the bit. This is great. And this is what I want to see for you all the time when you're riding. Now, as far as exercises to get this, there's nothing very intricate that I want you to worry about doing at this time. In training level, it's basically circles and straight lines. This is for a reason. This is the amount of balance that the horse has at this time. I like that you were using large figures, and I want you to maintain doing that. Instead of thinking about riding shapes, the exercises that I want you to really do are transitions. This is going to really give him the chance to balance again on the hind legs, stretch through the back, and try and open up forward, stretch out to the bit. Now, transitions aren't just done between, you know, walk to trot, trot to canter. They're done in between the trot. You can send him to a more forward trot, ask him to cover more ground, have a little bit more energy. And then in a few steps, you can make your seat maybe not post quite as big. Make it post just a little bit smaller for a stride and ask him to come back to you. Again, if your seat is really moving with him, there's no need to ever use that hand to feel like you have to restrict him. If you look at the training level test, you'll also see that there's a lot of stretching. We have free walk, and free walk is a movement where we want to allow as much rein length as the horse can take without getting thrown off balance. The hope is that as we gradually release the rein length, the horse will lengthen its own frame to fill up that extra length. As that happens, again, the hind leg steps more under, covers more ground. He now is going to step more under his midline of balance, and he's going to be more relaxed. You're going to see that as that free walk happens, whether a rider, I hate to say this, whether a rider is holding the horse together with, you know, spit and bubble gum, that's always my joke as I'm judging, those movements are really truly in the test to show the judges whether the rider really understands and has taken the time to do the basics. You know, is there a really good foundation for this horse and rider? If there isn't, they're not going to be able to let that rein length go without becoming overly expressive in a non-positive way. In addition to the free walk, there's the stretching trot. We put the horse on a circle and we allow them to take the reins, you know, gradually out of our hands and lower the base of the neck. Again, everything we've just discussed, just reiterating for you how important this is in training level and in this stage of his development. Now, that gives you an idea of where you are at. I want to give you an idea of where we go next. So, longitudinal flexion, which is everything we've just talked about, the idea of the horse stretching from hind legs forward, longitudinal, it's married, and it's married to lateral flexion. And they are very, they're good spouses. They're very important to each other. And as one gets better, so does the other. So lateral flexion is the idea of the horse bending from left to right. Bend is going to be very important in the next step for your guy. He really, he's going to need to learn to put, you know, to carry his rib cage to the outside and to have flexion to the inside. But we really need to get that back up and that stretch to the hand first. Eventually, these two are going to really play off each other, as I said. But for right now, I really want you to think about what we've just gone through. And I also challenge you, Kelly, as we went through kind of the feeling of the walk, I want you yourself to think about the biomechanics of the canter. There's a lot of hints in what I described with the walk, but I challenge you to think about how that canter feels. Is the canter just back to front of the saddle? I think I've probably given you a hint that it's not. So think about what that rhythm feels like in the canter, and I'm anxious to see your answer to that. So again, I thank you for sharing him with me today. I hope I've helped you a little bit. I certainly hope that I've encouraged you. This is very attainable. Dressage is a great thing for every horse, and I think that your horse is going to be very talented, and he's just a delight to watch. So I hope you got a lot out of this, Kelly. I look forward to hearing from you again, and I appreciate your faith in reaching out to me. Thank you, Kelly. Bye-bye.